This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The whole league is just this cosmetic piece of crap.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, it's crossover time. Willard and Dibs in the house. And coming up in 10 minutes, what's bugging you? Brought to you by ATCO Pest Control. Doesn't look like the 49ers got any good news today, guys. Purdy wasn't on the field. Bosa not on the field. Trent Williams not on the field. Kyle Shanahan's talking to the media either
momentarily.
Yeah, he's jumping on there.
If I were a listener, I wouldn't go anywhere because they're about to hit that.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, because he's going to say something. And one way or the other, it's we're going to get a designation
when
sensation.
When does it stop, though?
When does
the
what
injuries.
Stop? I thought you were about the rain.
The whining.
It's just a microcosm of the season.
Steiny had it earlier.
What'd he say?
With the whining. Goo, the constant whining about the injuries. Thank you.
Yeah, it's football, so never.
They
were very lucky last year until Dre Greenlaw in the Super Bowl.
That man.
That kind of a year is actually
followed them
rare.
Oh, okay.
You know, I hope this doesn't sound like whining. I hate backup quarterback football.
Backup quarterback is a fan's best friend. When your starter's not doing
you liked it last
those,
night.
Those
you liked it last night when you took the Browns and the points. He's a backup.
I know, but that was just money. That wasn't watching the game.
You sure liked it, though. Well, Jameis leading him down the field in the clutch.
I like the chicken.
You
but
sure
yeah,
did.
Like
and you're welcome.
No, thank you.
Hashtag fade the Denver.
There was a reason I yelled fade 47 times when you picked this team.
And then they told me on the air, they're like, Dibs, does this make you feel better or worse, the fact that Guru also likes the Steelers?
Who said that?
And I said, it was all of them.
In general, like, and you're a perfect person to ask as you sit here in a Cowboy jersey right now, no matter what you thought of the team before Dak got hurt, the second he gets hurt, don't you look at every Cowboy game different the rest of the way? It's just like, they're done. They're done. It's over. Their season is over. The fact that we're going to actually be subjected next Thursday
to
DeVito against Cooper Rush, like literally, talk to your family.
No doubt.
Take advantage. Extra plates. Yeah. That game doesn't exist.
The primetime game? Is that the afternoon
game?
That's the one, not the night.
1 o'clock.
And it's been for 100 years, but you're right. I got you.
I hate backup quarterbacks.
It's a double must win is what that is.
God. But I got to say this. I told Steiny,
Daniel Jones plays for the Cowboys.
Purdy went into the game for the Niners, driving to the game or getting ready to watch it on your couch. If somebody said Brock Purdy's entering this game, you probably would have been like, brother. And then look what happened. And the reason I bring that up is Cosell said, Guru Computer here, Purdy might be leaving some chicken on the bone in regard to plays and guys open. What if a fresh non-hit Brandon Allen take advantage of his opportunity, not replacing Brock, but I'm telling Steiny, what if he were to ball out? We would come here like maybe he's seeing something through the scope that a punch, not punch drunk, but a guy that was, you know, not seeing it, wasn't.
Just say what you really want to say. What would we have?
Oh, no, that's what I'm telling you.
What would we have,
No,
Goo?
We would not have a controversy because when he's
Shout
ready,
out Prince.
I'm just saying this one game. I'm not dare saying that.
Okay.
He's built too much for one good game to take it away from him.
Mm.
What if Brandon Allen goes out there and stinks, and everyone who thinks Josh Dobbs should be the guy?
I'm one of them.
Then it's back to Shanahan. I want to see Dobbs.
I don't know why. Because he started before, and I feel like his legs, he's got some leg game. He can get away from pressure.
We were just talking about this in the other room. I think it's totally just a matter of who you most recently saw.
Is it you think?
And a lot of people, go look at the numbers. What you're remembering about Josh Dobbs is not what happened. He went 3-9. So, which is more wins than Brandon Allen's ever gotten in his career
so, as a starter.
Okay.
Shout out 3-2.
But I'll give you that. I've seen the blast.
He can run. But what you think you saw is not what happened. And we watched him in practice. Granted, only a couple times. I'll also say there's a reason that the 49ers elevated Brandon Allen ahead of him. He was not good in camp this year at all.
Yeah, Dibs, I wasn't going to controversy. Okay. I was just, what if he sees it fresher through his lenses? Then Brock beat Green Bay,
and he throws for 285 and 3 touchdowns.
If Brock's ready to go, it's his job.
Yeah,
and that's how I really truly feel.
Yeah,
and that's what a backup should do: hold it down till the starter comes back.
I don't know about 285 and 3 tutties.
Yeah, well,
when does Deshaun get healthy to get his job?
No, he'll never be. Yeah, that's a rant.
That's a fun one. Yeah. That's a fun one.
And no, Justin Fields, when does he get his old job back?
If I were Brock, I would be. Let's put it this way: Brock Purdy is about to go from someone who makes $1 million a year to a lot more, and I think that Brock Purdy likes this team. They've achieved a lot. I think that Brock Purdy likes being Kyle Shanahan's quarterback. If I were Brock Purdy, I would not enjoy portions of the fan base for which I play. It's insane to me.
Oh, you just a criticism.
It's insane to me the thoughts that even go into some people's heads about what one game might mean if Brandon Allen comes in and if this, that, or the other. Brock Purdy has never played a season for the 49ers that didn't at least end in the NFC Championship game. And so I'm not talking about what the contract will be, but the fact that this, like, stuff even crosses people's mind.
Are you reading that? Is that out there?
Of course it's out there. I felt to a degree that you guys were at least, like, flirting with it about an hour ago.
No, Stoney said he didn't even want to see it.
Like, just the idea of what ifs. What if Brandon looks good? What if Brandon does look good? Yeah. What if?
Well, they can win the game.
Great.
And the season is they're 6-6 instead of 5-6.
I just think it's you know, Brock Purdy has not had a perfect year. We can all agree on that.
Yeah.
But like the idea that there are questions about whether or not Brock Purdy is your guy is just odd to me. It just is. It's just an odd thought.
So when you hear for the big real quick, Cousins,
ridiculous.
Darnold. You don't like any of that.
I don't like any of it.
Well, just to be fair, Matt Barrows threw out Aaron Rodgers yesterday.
That
was it's Matt Barrows.
My God.
And that ain't Guru or Stein.
And how'd y'all feel about that when he said that?
I'm so glossed out over on Rodgers.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers.
Hey, Goo, what if Jonathan Garvin has 4 sacks filling in for Bosa?
You
can't get that job back.
No, stop.
See, the guy they signed from the practice squad.
I'm not quick Googled that.
You had to put the readers on too, which is great.
Johnny Garvin.
Yeah,
he could. It's a big game, and when you ask, do I want to see Brandon? No.
Yeah.
I want to see Bosa play. I want to see Trent Williams play, and I want to see Brock Purdy play because it's a big game. Everybody knows it's a big game, and if the Niners know it's a big game and they've got the guys healthy enough to play and they can't win it, you know, that tells me a little something. But if they go into that game and lose with Brandon Allen and no Bosa and no Trent Williams, what do we really learn if they can't get it done?
Yeah, not much.
Man.
We learned that they're in even more trouble than we thought.
Right.
So it's not about what we learn
record-wise.
About the team. I mean, the team is the team. And, you know, McCaffrey was out for 8 games. What did we learn about that? Well, we learned Jordan Mason's really good. And then we also learned that Kyle doesn't really value him because he only got 2 snaps last week. So what would we learn from this game? We'd learn that your backup quarterback's not good enough. Your practice squad elevation's not good enough. Jalen Moore, not good enough. Your depth is not great, and your roster is overrated, which is what I said 9 weeks ago.
Yeah, when I think about that game on Sunday, now I forgot what I was going to say, so somebody just, it'll come to me.
Roster, Div said the roster was overrated.
Yeah, no, it was more about, this is what I mean, the problem is this is what happens when you lose games early that you should have won, And now they have no wiggle room when they actually have a ton of injuries going into this game. Like this, we would, if they were 6-4 right now,
I know.
We'd be okay.
If they'd even got one of them,
okay,
it would feel totally different.
Okay.
Right, right.
You know, we might lose this one, but we'll get these guys back for Buffalo.
Although I bet that they do still, like, they're going to, because I know there's the whole go out there and do it for the Gipper kind of a mentality for fans. They're going to look at this, and if Brock is even like a question mark, it's like, come on, dude, power through. This is the one you absolutely have to have.
Take the turtle.
I would bet the 49ers go, actually, we really need to win one of the next two. And I know that the next one feels right now even harder than this one, but
Buffalo can be beat.
Yeah. They're going to protect, Brock because they could come back and win next week instead if they feel like that's the best way to do it. And I also don't think that they think the game's over if Brock's out.
Right.
Yeah, and I also think players have a tendency to, if they lose, let's say these guys are hurt and they lose to the Packers, we'll say it's over. But they know they have to make a run anyway.
Yep.
And, I 5 of 7, 5 of 6, they know they have to win every game but one if they lose to the Packers. And, you know, I remember even we believe, you know, during that stretch, they needed to win 9 out of 10.
Yeah.
Like they waited until, well, now you can't lose a game, and they could lose one, which they did, but teams can push themselves to the brink and still rationalize, we can rip off 4 in a row. So,
all nuts about themselves.
Yeah.
When the best example of that was when Kyle Shanahan was talking about the game where Purdy got knocked out in Philadelphia, the NFC title game.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you all, but the second he leaves the game, Josh Johnson comes in and you're down. I sort of sat there like numb and frozen on the couch, just like, oh,
they
well.
They tied it up.
Oh, well. Yeah. And Kyle in the second half was like, no, we still feel like we can find a way to win this game. I'm like, no, you can't. Yeah. No, you can't.
Well, you could until he got knocked out.
You're allowed to.
It was 7-7.
He's an actual quarterback.
Yeah, but not who's going to go win in Philly in the NFC title game, my opinion. So I did not see really an avenue to win that football game without Brock Purdy, but they sure did. And in fact, even when Josh Johnson goes out, they start going, okay, here's what we're going
to
do next.
It was 7-7.
They're maniacal about it.
All right, it's time for What's Bugging You. Got spiders? ATCO Pest Control is here to help. They specialize in eradicating those 8-legged intruders with precision and care. Don't let spiders take over. Go to ATCOPestControl.com and reclaim your space.
Can I go first?
Sure.
Okay. Okay. All of your phones did this about an hour ago.
Yeah.
This is absolutely
not gurus.
This is okay.
Mine did. I'm mad.
You
right.
did. You got left out.
Yeah, I got like. Gosh. What are they telling
so
me?
So these alerts are racist.
Yeah,
also,
man.
Absurd.
Come on now.
Anyway, this emergency alert, because I just not only drove to the city, I then walked an entire mile from where I park to where I'm standing right now, and I'm not here to tell you that it's not intense. The rain out there is absolutely intense, but this sentence. This is a dangerous and life-threatening situation. My God, are we fear-mongering just a little bit?
Stein,
I understand
ready.
You want people to stay home, but good God, that's water.
Life-threatening.
It's water, and it's coming out of the sky.
This is a terrible take.
And you're going to be okay.
Wow.
Stay home if you can, but it doesn't need to be written like that. It's not a terrible take.
Well, this is terrible because if you are in the North Bay, shout out Santa Rosa and the Russian River area where they are now about an hour away from flood stage, it actually becomes more life-threatening. And if you are in Santa Rosa, and I listened to our sister station, KCBS, and they reported earlier about 3 people trapped in their home because of flooding. So I know that in different places in different parts of the South Bay not getting hit as hard. Here, Mark is in the North Bay, much rougher than me. Santa Rosa, much rougher than him. They send these out for everyone because you don't predict, you can't predict what this next hour is going to be based on Pacifica. I know they have evacuations going on there as well. So they send this out as a blanket, and I know that it's easily dismissible for all of us who are walking through puddles, but the reality of this is, walking for some people, it is life-threatening.
I get you.
That's all. Time for the legal.
Oh, shoot.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
I'll go.
95.7 The Game, breaking news.
Kyle Shanahan, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Kyle Shanahan has just ruled out Brock Purdy and Nick Bosa for Sunday's game against the Green Bay Packers.
There it is. And I'll say this about that. And I said it to Stein, and he kind of bucked up at me. Hey, listen, I am not Mr. Excuse Guy, but no matter what happens this year, and we can, I feel like I don't even need the chart, but there's no way you're going to tell the story of the 2024 Niners without saying the injury part. No excuse, even when guys were healthy, it wasn't ideal. But we cannot sit here and Willard, you kind of just did it. It wasn't a bad thing. Every team has injuries. But this team started out with your best player not there for 8 weeks. He comes back. Now it's arguably the biggest game because it's the next game of the season. And now your quarterback's gone. Ayuk gets hurt. I'm just, no excuse at all. But how do you really look at yourself, and I'm wondering, well, from the Niner higher-ups, if you're going to ignore that we were hurt, no excuses at all, but man.
Go ahead.
Well, to me, it's not an excuse. It is, do you believe, if you think, oh, we just had a bad year of injuries, well, then that shouldn't overly affect your strategy going into next year. You'd be like, let's bring them all back.
Right.
The problem is, I think we have to ask with this team, at least in certain cases, if the injuries were a function of age you know, how much they've played over the course of their careers.
Well, and if injuries are the lone reason that you would look at why you're 5-5, and I don't. And if you look at the three games that they blew, if they had only blown one of them and you're 7-3, that breaking news would hit different. And you guys all just said that, and you're right. But being 5-5, there's a certain amount of desperation. And I'm just looking at FanDuel right now. The spread has immediately jumped to 5.5.
Dang.
Packers -5.5. I predicted that it would eventually go above a touchdown, and we'll see if, you know, as the news spreads, and right now, even if you want to lay the 5.5, it's leaning toward going to 6 already.
I was shocked that it didn't get yanked off the board when he left practice yesterday.
Right?
I was shocked because it was 2.5, and it just locked there at 2.5, and I'm like, y'all saw that he left practice, right?
Right.
I was shocked. Anyway, so, go ahead.
You know, just what that tells me is that Brandon Allen went through yesterday and today, and they realized that, you know, he's done enough work to where he can be ready, and if Brock is still a little bit sore or a little tender, let's go with Brandon and give Brock a week, and then maybe he's ready for Buffalo. And Steiny, you said it. Like, even if you go 5-6, you still, in that locker room, feel like there's a run left in you where you could win 5 of 6. Doesn't matter who you're playing. If you're the Niners, you think that you're good enough to beat anyone, anywhere, anytime. So you take this one, you try to win it, and then you regroup for Buffalo.
And Brandon Allen will start, obviously, according to Kyle Shanahan.
That's official. Yeah, cool. I look at it this way, Go. Like,
yeah, I'm just saying a part of it, man.
Okay, so first off, Steiner, your question about age.
One more update really quick, Willie, before we keep going. Trent Williams will officially be a game-time decision for Shanahan as well.
Okay. Which I think that actually suggests that it may be on the similar track to last week is what they'll try to do. Although if you're Trent, you know, you almost kind of white flag the game a little bit. I guess you could. But the idea that this is age-based, I don't know. Look at the age of some of the guys who are missing games. All the way back to Dre Greenlaw in February and Purdy and Bosa. These are not old players. So this is just one of those things, and I sort of, to your point, Goo, I hate that we have to, like, this is such a social media thing that we have to say twice, we're not using it as an excuse.
Oh, right.
It's almost like we're scared that someone's going to come down the road. It is obviously a factor of this season, and that's obviously. Hello. They have been ravaged by injury at very, very key spots. That's not, I agree with you, Dick.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's not why they're 5-5, because they've outplayed the opponent 8 out of 10 times. It's not why, but if my gosh, it's at least chapter 2 or 3 in your book.
I guess my point was that if you're going to say, well, we just got drilled by injuries this year, it may camouflage, or it may mean you're really not looking deeper than injuries, and there may be issues deeper than injuries on this team. They know that.
They're going to look deep. Like, they may have seen enough of Purdy already, and it's kind of funny. I think Evan gave us a stat. He hasn't thrown a pass 20 to 25 yards for, like, week 4. Do you think that's
over
just a
25?
Over 25. Right. Is that a byproduct of just that's our offense, or he may have been hurt for a while?
I think it's defenses who have realized that, you know, you can make this team go through you as opposed to over the top of you. And, you know, you saw it the last 2 weeks, and certainly the last game against Seattle, they were playing that bend but don't break defense, and they're playing that high 2 cover 2 shell that Steiny loves to talk about, and it's your next favorite to 1-2-2.
Yes, sir.
And they play that cover 2, and they made the Niners go 14 yards twice. One time they punted, one time they got a touchdown. And I wonder about the idea of the Niners being ravaged by injuries. I'd have to look at it relative to other teams. I think about Philadelphia, who lost both of their receivers for a time. They lost their tight end. I think about Houston, who lost their number one receiver for a time. Green Bay had, what, 3 games without their quarterback, and I think they won them all. So the idea of ravaged, to me, is a little bit of a curious one, because you do have to balance it against other teams with their level of injury as well.
And the Rams came in and beat you without Nakua.
They had a list of,
All right, what's bugging me? We'll continue. Sponsored by ACO Pest Control, and the NBA. And
we already had it ready to play.
Just hit the Odyssey app, and you can tell what's bugging.
Oh, no, we were going to play it. Willard had heard it.
Not the whole thing.
Well, so yeah, they cut it down.
You were spectacular.
The whole thing
was about 8 minutes. My second favorite part was Guru with the, I don't want to stop you. I don't want to interrupt.
Audible, but Omaha. Yeah, we'll go to the Odyssey app.
Yeah, you were pushing it. Yeah. You were pushing it great. Just go to the Odyssey app, and you can hear it for yourself. We've got breaking news to discuss. Mine, what's bugging me, it's quick. It's the people who, during a rainstorm, say, "Huh, it's okay because we need it." You know what? We may need but you know what we need? We need you to take a shorter shower. We need you to irrigate properly. We need you to get a well and use your own wastewater. If it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down. The problem isn't the, "Oh, we need it." It's you, kind sir and kind madam. You're wasting water. That's my problem.
All right.
Wow.
We need it.
You know what's even more annoying than the "we need it" people is when the news tells you after a storm like this, "Actually, it didn't stick." So I know that you're swimming home, but it didn't help.
Man. Yeah.
Didn't help.
Reservoir's still at 20%.
Yeah. Well, and it's because our California reservoir collection system, that's a joke.
I'm starting to think Hetch Hetchy leaks.
Wow.
That's what I'm starting to think.
He is overrated.
I'm going to go with mine. It happened yesterday with Willard. He didn't know in passing in the break room. So no judgment here, because everybody has lives. They have families. But I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow or the next day. But I know what's going to happen tonight. I am going to be at some theater watching Gladiator 2. Willard told me, "Goo, with my life and my kids, I don't get to the cinema much. I come in smiling ear to ear because I can't wait to watch Denzel and Gladiator 2. And I just what's bugging me is everybody can't, like old school Dibs, get to the cinema and go watch some great acting. But there's reasons why.
I'm with you.
Cannot wait. And Stoddy was just a wet blanket.
No.
I'm letting go. But I cannot
wait. It's just not my type of movie. I've been to a theater recently. It's just not my type of movie.
Actually, the holidays.
But you told me. The holidays are the only time.
Okay, all right. It's the only time where there's a chance. And I think the last time I went to the theater was probably like, took the kids to see Spider-Man like 4 years ago and came home and got COVID.
And that
was it. And I'm like, I don't think I've been back to the theater since. It used to be my favorite thing to do.
I'm like a kid.
But if it rains over the holidays and we're all together,
all right.
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
All right, real
maybe.
Quick. We're going to play this because it's breaking news. This is Kyle Shanahan on Purdy. If he's concerned long-term about the injury.
I don't want to say there's long-term concern. We got the MRI on Monday. We thought he just needed some rest and really weren't concerned about him not being good this week. But when he started up Thursday, just surprised us how it felt. So we had to shut him down, and so I really don't know what to think of it. You know, the MRI doesn't look like that, so it should be all right. But the way it responded this week, it's really up in the air for next week. So we'll have to see on Monday.
No, oh boy, no Brock Purdy Sunday.
The fact that he had an MRI.
For me, the second that we got that news yesterday is when I thought, well, he's out.
Because you're doing that because something is wrong.
Something is not feeling the way
they thought it was going to feel. That two-step of pull him off the field and go straight to the MRI machine?
Right.
Well, you're not playing on Sunday.
And X-rays are for bones. MRI is for soft tissue, muscles, tendons, ligaments, and the rest of it. So that's
serious
where,
stuff.
Like, yeah, if you break your leg, you get an X-ray, and it's like, oh, yeah, it's broken. It's spinal. Man. But if you get an MRI, they're looking for that tissue stuff and sore shoulder. Who knows which one of those ligaments is...
Sometimes
possibly
you just
strained?
Get dealt a bad hand, and I feel like the Niners on an injury front this year have been dealt a bad hand.
Them and the Cowboys, huh? Cowboys have been dealt a bad
hand.
The
Eagles, too.
Yeah, the Cowboys have been banged up.
What injury?
The Lions lost
in the offseason.
They've really banged up, too.
The Lions lost Hutchinson and haven't lost since. So let's not talk about the Niners being snake bit. But he's the guy. He's their quarterback in the defense.
He is not the guy.
Well,
and their defense is their offense.
He was ZPOY.
Talk to me.
So,
the offense is the stronger side of the ball.
Talk to me, man.
And they have been blessed with unbelievable health.
And it's okay.
And they have the best offensive line in the game and all of those things. So, again, I know we're obligated. Not using it as an excuse.
You're allowed to.
It's a big part of the Niners story this year.
All right, so don't go anywhere. Dibs and Willard will have updates as they come in, but the official word is no Brock Purdy or Nick Bosa for Sunday's game against the Green Bay Packers. Keep it locked on 95.7, The Game.